USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI's Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available. We are USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The at-home COVID-19 test kits are not as accurate as many had hoped.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours. Because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are. The FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The last supermoon of the year, also known as the Sturgeon Moon, occurred last night. The Perseid meteor showers continue tonight. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
After years of deceit with no accountability, the FBI was in damage control Thursday. The personal attacks on President Trump for years under a false flag of Russia collusion concocted by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign is a prime example of a weaponized Department of Justice. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, from the Department of Defense.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Pam Bondi on Fox News is the former Attorney General for the state of Florida.
They had agents in the water, agents in the air. You may have only seen 30 to 40 there on the ground, but there were hundreds of agents that had to have been weaponized to pull the assault off at Mar-a-Lago that day and that night. Merrick Garland, that's where tax dollars are going to that. Did you see the massive trucks out there lined around? You know why they did that? It was the optics. They thought Donald Trump would look like a common criminal, but it backfired on them. And the American people have seen what they've done, and they are disgusted by this. And he's got a lot more explaining to do.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.